I'll start with the announcement. Some announcements needed tonight. For those of you who are attending today and have not yet submitted their applications, please do so latest tonight by email, so that you would be officially registered in the course and included in our mailing list. We have like a mailing list, so we need all of you to be registered. So any of you, if not registered yet, please apply tonight. Also, submission of the application must be done through the net. Open our church website, www.stmarkschurch.com, then click at the evangelism sector. Fill in the application, follow the instruction attached to it, and send it to elkaraza@gmail.com. Clear? Again, www.stmarkoschurch.com, evangelism sector, and then follow the instruction attached to it and send it to the Elkaraza, alkeraza@gmail.com. Okay. For attendance, please do be committed to submit this week's homework on the following Sunday. For net applicants, the lectures will be uploaded at the here under link the following morning. Deadline for receiving the homework online will be on the following Saturday, so we would have enough time to check them and return them back to you. Again, this is, where you can get your homework, stmarkos.org-fatherdawood-evangelism. Also, answers for the homework questions should be not less than 2 pages. This is important. Some of those who are making the homework just write few sentences. This is not accepted, please. And not more than 4 pages, so we can read all. So, it's not needed to be that much. Written in your own words, understandings, beliefs, and meditation. Your grades evaluation is mainly based on the manner you are presenting your thoughts, the spiritual content, and the language. The grades based on the manner you are presenting your thoughts, spiritual content, and the language. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, our second lecture tonight, titled Glasses of Faith. Glasses of Faith. I use glasses, and many of you are using glasses, and these eyeglasses help to see things clearly. So this is the idea I want to give you tonight, that we are working like eye doctor or ophthalmologist who help people who do not see the truth to wear glasses, to put on glasses, to see the real truth. Let's start by the Bible. Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him, Mark chapter 8, and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. Now Jesus and his disciples went out to the towns of Caesarea Philippi, and on the road he asked his disciples, saying to them, "Who do men say that I am?" So they answered, "John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, others one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered and said to him, "You are the Christ." Then he strictly warned them that they should tell no one about him. Let's go through this step by step. First of all, the idea of the blind. You know, all the forefathers of the church explain the idea of blind men who been cured by the hand of the Lord as men living away from God, living as blind. You know the story of the born blind. They considered everybody born blind because they do not know God. They cannot see the truth. And their eyes opened only when they saw Christ. When they see the truth, now they can enjoy seeing things. So consider those you are going to visit them anywhere in your service, that they are blind. So we need to follow the steps of our Lord as an eye doctor to help them to see. So we are working like putting glasses on the eyes to help them to see the truth. This is the role of any evangelist. So the first idea that all non-believers are blind, and we ourselves, when living in a state of non-believing God or living away from the Lord, we are still blind. So these people who are blind, usually they see by imagination. You understand? The blind one always imagines things. He imagines this man who is speaking to him now. Maybe he's tall. He looks old. You understand? So all people living in this world making their truth by imagination. But they cannot see the truth. And our mission is to help them to see. Also, all people see what they believe they see. You know, you may find somebody who is, you know, defending his faith very strongly. Actually, he defends what he believes he sees. Some of those who are believing in other cults or religions, they may defend their faith strongly. But also, this is related much to what they think they believe. They think they see, but this is not the truth. They say that paranoid personalities will interpret all actions according to their earlier beliefs. You know, the paranoid personality, the paranoid one who is always suspicious, who believes everything is attacking him, he is always in a state of anxious attitude towards everybody, and he interprets whatever happening according to ideas preoccupying his head. He believes some belief and accordingly he understands whatever going around him. And this is kind of personality is never easy. So let's put this like all blind people, all non-believers are blind, are going with their beliefs in their head, and they can see that they know everything, they know the truth, they enjoy the life this way. So our mission is not easy to help them to restore their vision. This is the mission of an evangelist. Understand? We are restoring the real vision of everybody around. People came to the Lord, begged him to touch him, which means that people usually have one way only of changing ideas. They believe that when they bring this man before the Lord and he puts his hand on his eyes, he will be cured. But in this case, actually our Lord chose another path and he took him away out of the village, and they enjoyed walking together for a while, and then he put the sand on his eyes and then asked him, "What do you see?" He said that, "I saw people like trees." It was not clear yet. So he put his hands again and asked him again, "What do you see now?" He said, "I can see people clearly. I can see everything right." So first of all, I want to put this point clear. Miracles, are the miracles the easiest way for preaching? Somebody may think of this. They brought this man to have a miracle, simply because they knew that our Lord Jesus Christ is the man of miracles. So they do not need anything but a miracle. And when you go to some countries, you may face this problem, that they consider, if you are a man of God, just do a miracle. And if you don't do miracles, they will not accept you. And in this case, you know, our Lord did not make the miracle on the spot. But he took the man away and he walked with him, and they had some personal relationship before making any miracle. So we need not to make miracles. Miracles are not the pillar of evangelism. Put this in mind. But we need people to restore their vision. We need to help people to see clearly the truth. This is our mission. You call it miracles, you call it just kind of restoration, you call it treatment, whatever you call it. What kind of touch this man needs? Everybody around was looking at this man. His problem is being blind. But actually this man had other problems which people couldn't see. That he was treated like, you know, an animal, because they were bringing him and he couldn't see. And in front of a crowd, they asked the Lord, "Put your hand so he might be cured." So I think this man felt hurt, felt that he is not a human being. He was, you know, showed before the eyes of many as an experimental animal. That's why the Lord touched him in another way. He just put his hand on his hand and made some walk with him away from the people. So it's important for you as an evangelist to touch the real need of the people. They may not need just your ideas. This is not their problem. They may need your love. They may need your touch, hand touch. They may need your respect. So just try to know what's really needed for this man, for this culture, for this people. He took the blind man by the hand. Why? I think this touch, hand in hand, means a lot to this blind man. He means that, you know, my friend, I'm not just the man of miracles. I'm a friend. I'm your partner now. We can enjoy walking and talking together. You may not need to be cured in this problem, but you need a friend. You need somebody to love you. You need the respect. I'm giving you this. So the important man who called Jesus, this figure well known by the whole congregation, now is busy with this kind, with this man, and walking with him away from everybody. You understand what the meaning I want to tell you? Love, empathy and understanding, sharing, spending time, intimacy, devotion, these are touches we need to learn to help people to see clearly the truth. You know, the evangelism story is not about good lecturing. No, this is not evangelism. It's not about how to put verses of the Bible in front of the eyes of the people. This is not evangelism. The real evangelism starts by hand in hand, touching the real need of the poor people, the blind one. And this may affect them much more than miracles. He led him out of the town. Why did he do so? Why he didn't cure him in front of the people? Is he wasting his time, our Lord Jesus Christ? His time is very precious. Why he spent time walking with him alone? I guess that by letting him away out of the town, you know, as if he is saying, let's go away of the common people path and the usual beliefs. You need to help people to stop thinking this way. Let's go away of the world, far away from our old beliefs, old culture. You need to help people to get their freedom away from the eyes of the people and the culture of them. So getting away of the town means, you know, you help people to change. Also, this kind of solitude, you enjoy the personal relation with the blind one. You can convince him, but standing among the crowd, they will affect him negatively. But spending time alone with somebody, this will help you to build up the relation and build up the faith you need to deliver. Actually, he does not know exactly where they go. And this, you know, part of the missionary work. Those who receive you while serving, they cannot imagine the future. They do not know what Christianity and how Christian life look like. They cannot imagine themselves as good Christians after a few months or a year. They cannot, think of the model they can live after. But you have some vision. You can see this clearly. You believe these people can be good Christians. You can see this. So our Lord Jesus Christ has his full vision. He can see this man, very good man, open-eyed man, and helping him preaching. But the man does not know what's going to happen. He just walked with the Lord. So consider this while preaching, that you are taking the people step by step. You know what to do, but they do not know what do you do. After this, he had spit on his eyes. You know, this part, you know, might not be accepted by many. But by this kind of spitting, you know, it had a theological background, that by creating man, God take the sand and, you know, made a man out of this kind of spit. So preaching or missionary work, like helping the Creator to create new life. Believe it or not, you are creating new life. You are sharing the Lord in creation, because you are making new eyes for the people. And this is our belief at Orthodox Church, that baptism is a new life creation. So when you are taking somebody to the baptism after a while, this means that you share in creation. And this is, you know, a very, precious mission in life. Also, by doing so, as if you are cleaning the eyes from the old diseases, the Word of God, the spit of the Lord, you know, like the Word of God, it cleans out the dirt out of the eyes. So there are many negatives in the head of these people. They believe in many wrong things. And with the words of God, we are cleaning up out this dirt, part by part. Then he put his hand on his eyes. By putting the hand, this is the grace. Believe it, you should believe this, that nobody will change to believe the Lord unless the touch of the grace touched him. Unless the Holy Spirit works in his heart. Whatever you say, whoever you are, whatever you do with him, no change unless this touch of the grace of the Lord. So we need to pray. So God will put his hand at a while so he can see things differently. One day I remember that I was talking to somebody who is not Christian, and I was about to start maybe the biggest problem in preaching for me is how to explain Trinity. And when I start saying so, I was surprised by him saying, wait a minute, it's easy, I accept it easy. He is one God and also three persons in the one God. I was astonished. For me, it's the most difficult mission in this. But for him, it was accepted very easily. So, you know, this is the grace of God. You will feel it. The touch of the hand of the Lord. How he opens the eyes easily. The Holy Spirit is the doctor. And we are working this mission with the Holy Spirit. We can never change anybody or transform anybody unless the Holy Spirit put his hand with us. The servant, like the technician who puts on the glasses. If any of you visit the clinic of the eye doctor while making the eyeglasses, usually they put the glasses and ask, what do you see? The opening of the circle this way or that way or down, or, and he changed the glasses and put another one. I think all of you know this one. So we are just doing this. Do you see clearly? Not yet. You change the glasses. At a time he can say, okay, now I can see clearly everything. So this is the story of mission. We are taking the guy from an unbelieving state, from the dark life state, into the real light life. So this kind of, you know, change, it takes some time. He asked him if he saw anything. So all the steps of preaching, specifically with the personal preaching, you know, man-to-man machinery, you need to ask where he stands now, what he sees now. Can you see God as an only God? Do you believe now there is God? Do you believe there is a creator? Do you believe that you should have some relation with this creator? Do you believe in Jesus Christ as God? Do you believe in his Holy Spirit may dwell in your heart after some time? Do you believe that you will have a different new life? Do you believe in love, peace, giving these Christian values? You need to know where he stands. What did he accept? Is he now on the right track or not yet? You know, the answer came, I can see people like trees. This is not Christianity. Understand? So don't leave the guy in the midway. He just believed that there is some God. No. You should complete your mission. He should believe in our Lord Jesus Christ as the only God. So you need to question him. You need to follow him up. You need to know if he is really in good vision or not yet? Do you see? What do you see? How do you see them? And this, what we call tests for catechumens. You know the catechumens? I think those who listened to the previous lecture, they know what the catechumens. The catechumens are those who start to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, but not yet baptized. Who still in the course of teaching and learning before getting the baptism. Al-Maw'uzin. We call the catechumens. So we should follow them up and ask them frequently what questions you need to know. Where do you stand now? Do you know how to pray? Do you know this, the meaning of this verse in the Bible? How clear is your vision now? Can you die for Christ? Can you live by this faith? Can you preach now, even before baptism, you know? We should ask these questions. He looked up and said, I see men. Wrong. Why this answer was wrong answer? Simply, the best answer, I think, our Lord was waiting for is, I can see you. But he couldn't see the Lord. He was, you know, very anxious about the people. I get this guy, kind of a person who is living in fear of the people around. That's why the Lord took him away from the people. So what he said, that I can see people like trees, huge. So this is not the vision. You cannot be a good Christian if you see people that large, that huge. No, you should see God is the big one, and people are just small, little ones. So that's why the Lord did not leave him. He had to put his hand again, because this vision is not clear. This faith is not complete. He could see better than before, but this is not the state of a clear vision. So, you know, the answer was not clear. Those who are real Christians, they cannot see but God. This is Christian life, that they can enjoy Christ everywhere, in all the faces, in all the circumstances, in the afterlife. They can see his face, his touch. They enjoy looking at him. So he's still not there yet. Also he said that I can see people like trees walking. You know, in this level, some people believe, as the Hindu and these people, believe that all creations are the same. What we call pantheism. That the tree is God, and this man is God, and this paper is God, and everything is God. There is no real God. And kind of, you know, lakhbat. So, this is not the faith we are preaching. All the creations are the same. No, no, man is different from any other creature. No, man is not a tree, man is not an animal. You know, with the revolution of evolution 200 years ago, they considered man as a kind of animal, a good animal, intelligent animal. This is not Christianity. We are not with this idea. We are against this idea. Man is far different from animal. Man is created like God. He is not an animal. So by saying man is like a tree, this means man is not responsible for his life, is not responsible to know God. He will live life whatever it takes him anyway. So no, this is not accepted. Although the vision is better than before, but this is not the point. So, are they that big? So, but while preaching, you should help people to get out of their inferiority, their weaknesses, their bad thoughts, their hard feelings, You should help them to get out of this. Are you living in a forest? Maybe he thinks so, that I'm living in a forest. People are attacking each other, are killing and eating each other, and I'm just like a tree like others. No, this is not the truth. There is some God called the Pantokrator, the Almighty God. He controls everything. He loves you. He is responsible for you, and you are responsible with Him on your life. So, this is different. Another step, you know, he put his hand on his eyes again. So we need to teach again and again. The story of missionary life is a story of teaching, continuous teaching, to help him to see clearly the truth. Again and again, teaching, discipline, answering questions, living together, practicing new life. This is evangelism. Not only lecturing, but teaching with life, by hand in hand, walking together, enjoying the relationship, and putting the hand on the weak points. You should put your hand on the weak points. And lastly, you will enjoy the truth. You see everything through his eyes. You know what they call restoration. He was restored. This is the verb written by St. Mark. The vision was restored. Restoration of vision means that he can see things as exactly as the Lord sees it. This is Christianity. Christian life, Christian point of view, that you can see people as God sees them. You can see the afterlife as clear as God sees it. You can see the darkness in this life, the evil power in this life as God sees it. You can see the power of goodness. You can see the Holy Spirit actions as God sees it. This is the vision, the real new life. He came, whatever it was written here, you know, he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. You know, many people living in this world, they see people around as enemies. This is not the truth. To be a good Christian, you should see people around as beloved people, as men like God, God-like men, as people of the Lord, as brothers and sisters. So, different view, point of view. Neither go, he sent him away to his house saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. So, he could see the Lord and he could focus on the truth. This is the target of our mission. Again, this lecture titled Glasses of Faith. Remember this example, that you are helping people to use the glasses properly, to see people as God sees them and to see the truth clearly. He could see people through the new glasses and their real size and nature. He could see himself as an image of God like others. This is very important. You know, many religion, cults, cultures, they make their people look at them in a superior way or an inferior way, and both are wrong. The Christian vision is to see yourself as an image of God. So you respect your body. You consider you have a mission like God. So you are seeing things differently, and also you are seeing or looking at yourself in a different way. He sent him away to his house. Go back to your culture, but have no open eye using the glasses of faith, but have an open eye. You can help these people to restore the vision and to restore their life back with their culture, but in a different way. We are not taking the people out of their cultures. No, they will go back to their families, to their culture. But now they are open-eyed. They can see things differently. So they can preach the word better than us within their families and culture. So go back, but now you have a mission. It's important to help people to believe and people who believe to get baptized and those who had the baptism to have a mission. You have to go this step by step. But he told him, neither go into the town nor tell anyone. Why? I think he's not ready yet to preach. He's not ready yet to face problems. He needs to be, you know, like grown up in spiritual life, to be stronger in spiritual life before witnessing to the Lord. So it's important to know what time is reasonable to start the mission. It's not all the time ready for anybody. Was he not of this village? They will be, you know, it's important to help him to see things clearly and also know the will of God. As a missionary, sometime comes that God will tell you, please stop talking. Don't say anything. Just pray. So the Lord told him, don't say now anything. It's not the time for you now to preach. So we need to know this. That by the new life, you are not guided by your passion, your enthusiasm. No, you should be guided by the will of God. This is the aim of our life now. He asked his disciples, saying to them, who do men say that I am? It's like a question, how can people see me? What kind of glasses they use? Understand the question? It's a bit related to the story. He was asking the disciples after, people around, how they see me? So some of them said, you are John the Baptist, wrong. You are Elijah, wrong. You are one of the prophets, wrong. And you, do you have the best glasses? You have the real glasses of faith? Saint Peter said, you are the Lord, you are Christ. He said, right. This is the real vision, the good one. So you should know where they see, how do they see the truth. So glasses of faith, you know, it's a long story. You start with a blind man. You may, you know, the people may ask him to help him, but better to take him away from the crowd. And you know, you may, with the word of God, clean his eyes. Ask the Lord to put his hand, the power of the Spirit, the grace of God. Ask him where he stands now, what he sees now. And if he still look at men and focusing on this world, he's not yet there. He should be followed up to see Christ more clearly. You know, define his problems. Man is what? Like a tree or an animal, until he reached the point of an image of God. And lastly, you know, he should work on restoring his vision to see things clearly. And the last step, help him to be grown up in faith to help you in preaching and to get more and more glory to God. Amen.